Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, great to have Evelyn Pyburn with us here on this Monday with your business news, and she always gives a great political insight as well. Evelyn, great to have you on this show, and thanks for being with us here on this Monday.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I have there's a lot of business news out there everywhere, it seems, this morning. I have so you know, to start out with something positive, Kalispell is launching a special campaign to reach out to Canadians, offering them special deals and discounts and trying to lure them back to visiting Montana and the United States. Since President Trump started imposing tariffs on a number of Canadian exports and the low Canadian dollar, the number of people visiting Montana has declined in over the past year or so. And so Kalispell and other northern Montana communities have been feeling this impact. And Kalispell is only about 5 miles south of Calgary, apparently. And so Kalispell, Discover Kalispell, started a tourism marketing and management effort in which they've unveiled a Kalispell Canadian Welcome Pass. And they are just simply saying to Canadians, we see you and we miss you, according to the executive director who's heading up that campaign. And that kind of dovetails with another report that Montana has the two top vacation destinations in the United States. And that likely, as we have heard, contributes to rising concerns in some communities regarding the population explosion that many visitors, as many of the visitors flood. I think mostly the western part of the state is feeling that impact, but Glacier National Park was the number one vacation destination, and of course Yellowstone National Park was number two. Maui was number three, followed by the Grand Canyon, according to this report in U.S. News and World Report. You know, the popularity in Glacier National Park, which gets 3.2 million annual visitors, was going to the Sun Highway, as well as hiking and kayaking and canoeing and fishing. And in the winter, people come to Glacier for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. And, of course, Yellowstone National Park has 4 million annual visitors. And there, of course, the main attraction are the geysers and an abundance of wildlife. And
well, and snowmobiling in Yellowstone. Now, you have to do the guided tours right now. I wish we could go back to the old days where, hey, if we want to go drive a snowmobile through Yellowstone National Park, all right, let's roll. Let's do it. Hold that thought. Back with Evelyn right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some partial sunshine across the area today, we're looking at high temperature readings staying around 62 in the Bozeman area to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies expected, temperatures will drop back down to the upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid 40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday, upper 50s to mid 60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. November is Bladder Health Awareness Month. Urology Care Foundation is the official foundation of the American Urological Association. They're hoping the month can help break the stigma surrounding bladder health issues and to offer resources to raise awareness and help start conversations between patients and their health care providers. More than 33 million Americans have overactive bladders. That's about 1 in 10. 1 in 2 women over the age of 65 are impacted by stress, breasts, urinary incontinence. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer in the country. President of the Urology Care Foundation, Dr. Harris Nagler, says for many men and women, talking about incontinence or other bladder health conditions can be difficult or feel uncomfortable. But he says it's important to realize those types of conditions are common and there is help out there. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A bunch of veterans getting together, sharing a meal together on Veterans Day. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We're going to be broadcasting live from Missoula at the American Legion on Ronan Street coming up Tuesday for a special Veterans Day program. We'll have microphones open for you. If you're a veteran and you want to come join us on this show, I'll be set up as early as 7 a.m., broadcasting until 10 a.m. with Montana Talks, live from the American Legion on Ronan Street in Missoula, Tuesday.
This is the time of the year most of us are checking off our holiday gift list. Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on that list. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every single second and alerts you to the threats you could miss yourself. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to work to fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com with the promo code BECK. Terms apply.
Al's Bootery and Repair has been serving the West since 1946. Al's has just passed the reins to another Billings family to continue the legacy of selling and repairing quality boots. Al's Bootery is your complete boot store with boots on two floors. Western boots, work boots, moccasins, hikers, children's sizes, ladies' purses, belts, and a knowledgeable staff. Jenny, Austin, Kaylee, Tim, Haley, and Ethan can't wait to assist you in finding the best fit. Al's Bootery, now under new ownership, 1820 First Avenue North, Billings.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, John in Bozeman asks a really good question. This one just came in on the Montana Talks app. He says, good morning, Aaron. So are 42 million people getting back SNAP benefits? If not, where is that money? Because I never missed a penny of paying my taxes for the last 7 weeks. Yeah, the Democrats shut down the government. And for what? And by the way, it's their fellow Democrats that are asking that very question right now, too, because the Democrats caused all of this chaos, longest federal government shutdown ever. And even their own fellow Democrats are now saying, why? For what? As a handful of Senate Democrats are now voting with the Republicans to end the government shutdown. Back to it here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Evelyn, yeah, I saw that story last week while I was out about Visit Kalispell making this plea to Canadians, Canadian tourists, and they're putting together special deals with a handful of businesses that are going to provide special perks for Canadian tourists. And look, I understand the importance of Canadian tourists all across the High Line and in the Flathead in particular, right? But the other angle I looked at this is, wow, wouldn't it be nice if Montana tourists had the wealth to where all of these tourism agencies said, you know what, we need to go encourage Montanans to visit other parts of Montana. And I thought about the fact that, you know, right down the road from Kalispell, Libby could be bringing in a lot of wealth if they get these mines up and running, if they get the timber industry back up and running again. And it's just like, wow, we have to appeal to Canadians to come down here and spend money because they have the wealth. And yet we in America have shut down so much of our wealth. And it's like, where's all the special deals for Montanans? The other thing that I thought was interesting was, Canadian tourism is apparently down so much, but yet why are the season pass ticket sales for Whitefish Mountain Ski Resort, their pre-sale ski passes are up significantly, even though tourism is apparently down so much. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have read that in the United States, people aren't traveling to other countries. They are staying in the United States and visiting other parts of the country. And as you're talking about people visiting, you know, Montanans visiting other parts of Montana, in Bozeman, I live next door to this couple, and they went every weekend except in the really bad winter weekends, maybe. But they had a little plan for the weekend to visit some different community in Montana. And they traveled all over Montana, going to different towns and different state parks and things like that. And they just loved it. And they had great experiences with, you know, meeting. I mean, and I know from experience, I mean, you go into the small towns and stuff, and people are so friendly and engaging, and it is a wonderful experience just encountering the people. So I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about it. In fact, I was joking with some friends that I ran into about this story about, you know, the visit Kalispell, reaching out to Canada. And it's like, you know, all across the High Line, you'll see poutine in restaurants and special deals for Canadians. And it's like, you know what? We want a little gravy on our fries here, too, in Montana. And, you know, you get the reference there, obviously. But, Evelyn, you've got some very interesting news stories in the hot sheet here this morning. Let's go to this one here first. So I kept reading reports that there is more ice on the southern, on the South Pole. In Antarctica just keeps expanding the ice cap down there. But apparently, it's not just down south. Apparently, they're seeing more ice up north as well, huh?
Well, yes. And one of the things that struck me about this is if it was more melting, this would be headlines all over the place. And instead, it kind of gets, you know, squirreled away in little corners of news. But anyway, there's been a record accumulation of ice found in the Antarctic ice sheet over a period of between 2021 to 2023, following a steady decrease from 2002 to 2021. And this is coming from the Honest Broker. And they said that the ice accumulation shows a significant reversal. At the same time, at the North Pole, a new study identifies a similar change. They observed a sea ice area that covers 26,100 acres, and they studied this from 1979 to 2024, and it shows the loss of Arctic sea ice cover. The loss of Arctic sea ice cover has undergone a pronounced slowdown over the past two decades across all months of the year, and researchers suggest that the pause in the Arctic ice decline will consist for several more decades.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Don't let the climate alarmists hear about this one. Although, you know, I partly wonder, are we going to start seeing more news stories like this start to get into the mainstream press? Because, you know, big tech, Silicon Valley has typically been big liberal. They've typically been big climate alarmists, but now they are in such desperate need for power. They are in such desperate need for electricity. That I wonder if that's going to impact the funding that these left-wing Silicon Valley types typically give to these radical environmental groups. I mean, the Sierra Club right now is in total disarray. In fact, they're saying the Sierra Club may even go away. Back after this.
The week ahead.
Monday, President Trump welcomes serious president to the White House, and the trial of Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McGivern begins in New Jersey. She's accused of interfering with federal officers at an ICE facility. Tuesday, it's Veterans Day. Celebrations and parades held across the country, the largest in New York City with more than 20,000 marchers expected. Also, all nation parks are free for Veterans Day. Wednesday, Netflix opens its first entertainment venue with themed installations installations, a restaurant, and a theater at the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania. There's also Supreme Court arguments on whether a federal prisoner can use the compassionate release law to reduce their sentence. Thursday, it's the Latin Grammys in Las Vegas, where Bad Bunny, next year's Super Bowl halftime entertainment, has several nominations. Friday, have some parking tickets in Vegas. Today's the last day you can participate in the Toys for Tickets program, paying your ticket with a toy donation instead of cash. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
The phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the time of the year most of us are checking off our holiday gift list. Identity thieves have lists, too, and your personal information might be on that list. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every single second and alerts you to the threats you could miss yourself. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to work to fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com with the promo code BECK. Terms apply.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
On Friday, President Trump made two posts on Truth Social addressing concerns about the beef packing industry. In the first post, he called on the Department of Justice to investigate major meatpacking companies, or the Big Four, as they are called, for alleged collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation that he said hurt American ranchers and consumers. In the second post, the president noted that while cattle prices had fallen, boxed beef prices had risen, calling the situation fishy and warning that if wrongdoing was found, those responsible would pay a steep price. The Department of Justice also made a social media post saying they were following through with the president's directive to look into the meat packers. This is a developing story we will continue to track. In other news, the Fertilizer Institute has praised the U.S. Geological Survey for adding phosphate and potash to the final list of critical minerals, a list revised every 3 years to identify materials vital to the U.S. economy and national security. The group said the recognition will benefit American farmers, strengthen food security, and reduce supply chain risks, as these key fertilizer ingredients are largely controlled by a few nations. The group emphasized that food security equals national security. Currently, China and Russia produce 53% of global phosphate, while China, Russia, and Belarus supply more than 67% of potash. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is pretty funny. I was chatting with Evelyn Pyburn during one of the breaks, and she was saying that apparently Inc. magazine is reporting an end to the hiring freeze. And she says, I wasn't even aware there was a hiring freeze. Yeah, Evelyn, probably not in Montana, right? This is probably something in the blue states elsewhere across the country, because Montana's been rocking and rolling on that front.
Yeah, I knew that hiring had slowed somewhat across the nation, but yes, that certainly wasn't what Montana employers were reporting in large. And here in Billings, we've even heard about some businesses closing because of an inability to get employees. But according to Inc. magazine, a majority of hiring managers expect to recruit new workers in the next year, and a third of them are looking for entry-level employees. While there has been reports much of this year that businesses were preparing for an economic downturn, ZipRecruiter's annual employer survey indicates that they are preparing to grow. So ZipRecruiter for a while reported that uncertainty in some aspects in our economy was causing businesses to take a wait-and-see approach. But now they are saying that, well, 63% of them are saying that they plan to hire in 2026, and 31% said they're anticipating hiring entry-level positions to help accommodate the introduction of AI technologies. And they are saying that that is good news for college graduates, but prospective employers are also dropping requirements for college degrees and considering skills just as much as a college degree. And I think we've talked about that before a little bit. And it's harder for people with degrees to get jobs now, and quite often people prefer to not hire college graduates for a number of reasons, but this is a reversal of the 2021-23 trends when many people were retiring early and searching for other jobs, which was forcing employers to offer higher raises to retain employees and get the experience that they wanted. And the rate of turnover has dropped significantly, and that could mean wages and benefits will remain flat. But Inc. pointed out that the stiff competition in hiring likely means that employers will have to increase compensation levels. So, if you're looking for a job, the new year's not going to be bad, apparently.
Jobs are aplenty. Well, especially once the real impacts of the One Big Beautiful Bill start kicking in, I think we're going to start to see more of the positive impacts of all the accomplishments President Trump has been delivering thus far. Evelyn, another story I know you've been covering, a new coal mine for our friends down in Wyoming. I did see the environmental wackos are filing lawsuits against coal here in Montana yet again, but give us the news out of Wyoming.
Wyoming and Basin Electric are building the first new coal-fired power plant in more than a decade. The project adds a second unit to the Dry Fork Station, which is located near Gillette. Basin Electric Power Cooperative will receive $4 million in state matching money through the Wyoming Energy Authority to study building a second unit at the Dry Fork Station. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon declared, "Coal is not dead." And economic development leaders say that besides data centers, there is interest from manufacturers about the new generation. And the project will incorporate the latest coal-burning power generation technology, and it will take 12 to 16 months to complete. So that is ongoing. When they mention this new technology and stuff, I have read information that says that to build a new coal power plants would be extraordinary, because with the new technology, they are cleaner than ever and are competitively can compete with natural gas in terms of being a clean energy. So I think this could be very interesting.
Which is exactly why the extremist environmental groups want to stop it from happening, because they don't want coal mining, period. They don't want these mining jobs here in Montana. And if people knew just how clean these facilities are and can be, then they would support more coal mining and more coal power. And so that's why we're seeing more of these absurd lawsuits from these radical environmental groups. In fact, the Lee Newspapers has this headline: environmental groups file appeal to overturn permit related to Rosebud coal mine expansion. Here they go again. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal. Great to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for your time. Now we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, we got a great message that came in from Morgan in Helena on the Montana Talks app. Evelyn was telling us about how they're finding more ice on not only the South Pole, but the North Pole as well. That's in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Sign up for it, by the way, if you haven't yet. And anyway, Morgan and Helena says this: does Antifa know about ice at the South and North Poles? Yeah, maybe all these far-left violent protesters should head to the North Pole and the South Pole if they want to confront ice. That, I like where you're going with this one, Morgan. Maybe we could get a C-17, land in Chicago, rally all the radical left protesters, send them down to the South Pole. Or the North Pole. We'll have two different flights. We'll see which one they want to go on. That's hilarious. Thanks for that message. We'll have to. You guys need to remind me that we need to use that on. We need to use that on Thursday when David Noble's in the house, because he loves arguing with these climate alarmists. Another story that I talked about with Evelyn Pyburn during one of the breaks is really interesting. It's this is a Business Insider report, and it covers housing, it covers jobs, especially the top jobs in businesses. All right, now some of you baby boomers are not going to like the angle of this Business Insider story. Here's the headline: baby boomers have turned into generation can't let go. It's basically, this article is saying how you've got, you know, baby boomers that are tying up these top jobs at businesses. They're still leading businesses when, you know, in past decades, those jobs would have been passed on to the next generation by now. They're talking about housing markets and how, you know, one reason why young families can't get into, to, you know, family housing is because baby boomers are either sitting in those houses and not downsizing, or they've got more spending power to purchase existing houses, and so the younger generations can't outbid the older generations. And Business Insider is saying that that's a big part of the housing challenges right now. Now, Evelyn made a really good point that, hey, part of the reason why a lot of boomers aren't retiring and why they're staying on the job or in these jobs is because they can't retire. And we saw this especially in the last 4 years with the Biden tester regime, where there were boomers who retired and had to come out of retirement because of all the Bidenflation and the dramatic increase in costs. And so, President Trump has stopped the massive sucking chest wound when it comes to inflation and cost, but some of that is still baked in right now and still needs to be tackled. And so anyway, I'll talk more about this. Plus, what about a 50-year mortgage? Have you heard about this idea?
Hey, if you have ugly yellow toe fungus, you got to hear about the secret 2-minute trick that I found for my husband. It works from both the inside and the outside. Thousands of people are using it to get rid of their toe fungus. You can check it out at crystalflush.com. Jake started off with a small spot on his big toe, and then it spread and got really bad. His toes were nasty. It was so embarrassing. He was afraid to take his socks off. He hid his yellow and crumbly toes from everyone. He tried everything to get rid of it. Nothing helped. And then we found crystalflush.com. It was the only thing that worked. In just a few weeks, his toes looked amazing. He's now walking around barefoot again. You guys need to try this. I'm telling you, this stuff is different. It's not sold in stores, but go check it out at crystalflush.com. They'll even let you try it risk-free, so you have nothing to lose. But whatever you do, don't let it get worse. You don't have to live with this anymore. Go check it out now. Just click over to crystalflush.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to go back to this Business Insider story. Baby boomers have turned into Generation Can't Let Go. That is the Business Insider report. Now, Evelyn Piper made a great point, though. It's not that they can't let go, or it's not that they don't want to let go. It's that they can't let go because of everything that happened to our country over the last 4 years, everything that Trump is now stabilizing. And then working to get headed in the right direction when it comes to affordability and so much more. Let's see, but I want to go back to something else Morgan in Helena shared with us here. So this was I think I mentioned this earlier here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. She sent us a message about, okay, so the federal government shutdown looks like it is now about to end. A handful of Senate Democrats are now voting with the Republicans to end the federal government shutdown. Will it happen today? Will it happen tomorrow? We'll find out because the House has to agree to this as well. Is this a win? Is this not a win? We'll find out more. But what about SNAP, food stamps, basically? So the Democrats shut down the government, caused all this chaos and disarray in flights all across the country. They shut down their own welfare programs that they so desperately love. And by the way, wasn't it absolutely pathetic? I don't know if David or John mentioned this last week, but I shared this post on X. The Yellowstone County Democrats, instead of calling on their own Democrat Party to end the Schumer shutdown, they did some PR stunt. Oh, look at the food drive that we did. And they did their own little food drive. There was like 6 bags of groceries. Actually, I think, or did we talk about this one before I left? I can't remember. They put together like 6 bags of groceries. I mean, for Pete's sake, like You come out of Costco with more groceries than the Democrats in Yellowstone County put together for their food drive with their little box of, like, you know, Captain Crunch and whatever else they threw together. I mean, it was just absolutely, I was embarrassed for them. It was like, wow, you guys supported the Schumer shutdown. You won't even stand up and call out your own fellow Democrats to end the government shutdown. But hey, here's six bags of food for people who lost their food stamps. I mean, for Pete's sake, could the Yellowstone County Democrats be more out of touch with that one? But anyway, what about Butte Silver Bow? So apparently Butte Silver Bow, WesternMT.news has a story. Butte Silver Bow basically said, hey, we're gonna cover SNAP benefits with county money until the federal government gets back up and running. And so I wonder, did the Butte Silver Bow elected officials ever call on Senate Democrats to end their government shutdown? Instead, the reaction is, hey, how can we use Butte taxpayer money? I mean, think about that. If you're a taxpayer in Butte, you're being told by your own government, hey, you know what? Senate Democrats are shutting down the federal government. And so even though you already paid federal taxes to cover this stuff, we're going to take more out of your local taxes so that you have to pay more for this stuff. Like, why would you rob Butte of money instead of call on your own Democrat party to stop the government shutdown, right? But anyway, Mary raises a good question. She says, these emergency powers at the local level, she's referring to the local government, need to be reviewed. She says, this is communism, Mamdani free food. According to other news sources, Butte Silver Bow is stating, she says, in slithering weasel language, that it is not raising property taxes, it's just using reserves. Well, why would the proclamation include the mill increase if the reserves are just fine to use? Don't the reserves have to be replenished? So it's a couple of good questions being raised here by Morgan in Helena. Thanks for that message. Let's see. Okay. I'll talk more about the government shutdown. Holy cow, we've got a ton of content ready to roll for you here this morning. So much to get to here. Let's continue kind of on this business news front, though. Yeah, this story, and look, there are young families across Montana that have struggled now for years to try to get into a home. And they've seen the costs go up. They've seen the interest rates go up. Thankfully, those interest rates are finally starting to come down thanks to pressure from Donald J. Trump. But here you go. Baby boomers have turned into Generation Can't Let Go, a Business Insider report here. Baby boomers are a giant generation with some 76 million babies born from 1946 to 1964. Over the course of their lifetimes, they've dominated American society, from their 1950s childhoods to the rebellious 60s and 70s to the family-oriented 80s. The country grew up with them. While their influence has started to fade somewhat, the generation is not moving gently into their golden years. This is from Business Insider. So if you're a boomer, get mad at Business Insider here. But pretty interesting numbers here. They point out American business leaders are getting older, the average CEO being nearly 60 years old. The median age in the United States Senate is 65 years old, and then they talk about how 65 actually seems very, very young compared to some of the United States senators. Here's what they say. One of the main reasons baby boomers are sticking around is the simple fact that they're living for a long time. U.S. life expectancy was 68 in 1950. It's now 79. They also point out, and this was a point that Evelyn made, that retirement has become more precarious as workplaces have shifted away from traditional pensions. And some older folks have no choice but to continue working. And I would add, they also have no choice but to continue staying in the home that they got, even though, because what Business Insider here is raising is they're talking about, you know, young families that are trying to get a home for their families and for their kids, but they're being out competed. They're being outbid by, you know, older folks that, you know, don't have their kids still living with them, for example. But look, I get where people are coming from. You want a place for your grandkids to visit, et cetera, too. Jessica Lotz, the deputy chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, telling Business Insider that boomers are the biggest share of home buyers today. They move to be closer to friends and family and to enjoy their retirement, but they're not seeking out smaller places. Basically, what Business Insider is saying here is that they're typically doing a lateral move instead of downsizing their home. And so as a result, younger families that are trying to get into a home can't find the existing inventory. And then what about the new inventory? Here's some more numbers. Half of home buyers in their 70s pay cash, as do 40% of people in their 60s. By comparison, 5% of millennials and 15% of Gen Xers pay cash. So that's another challenge for younger folks trying to get into homes here. I think that's partly why now, this was something that I think just, was it just over the weekend here where this just cropped up here? The Trump administration, this is from Fox News Radio this morning, actually Fox Business Network has a report coming. The Trump administration focusing on affordability issues, including floating the idea of a 50-year mortgage to address the housing crisis. Here is Stephen Moore, former Wall Street Journal editorial board member. He was also on the Trump 2016 economic team. Here's what he has to say about this idea of a 50-year mortgage.
President Trump posting an image suggesting he will be proposing 50-year mortgages, a move his federal housing director confirms they are indeed working on, promising to be a, quote, game changer. Here with what that could mean for you and your wallet, former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore. So great to see you this morning, Stephen. So what would a 50-year mortgage even look like?
Great to be with you, Charlie. Well, I had just heard about this idea yesterday. I'm pondering it. Look, here's what would happen if you had these 50-year mortgages. Your monthly mortgage payment would go down, right, Charlie, because you're paying that mortgage over 50 years rather than, say, 20 or 30 years. So if you want to make housing more affordable in the very short term, that might be a good way to bring down monthly mortgage payments, but then you're going to pay for a long, long time. You're going to be paying that mortgage payment for most of your life. And so that's a question of whether it makes sense financially to people.
Yeah.
But right now, where people are really struggling to find a home where they can meet those mortgage payments, it might make sense for people. By the way, the federal government should also be issuing 50-year debt because interest rates are low. It'd be a way for us to lock in low interest rates so that if we had a huge spike and interest rates in the future, we wouldn't be in a real problem situation financially.
All right. Very interesting. Yes, Stephen Moore on Fox News over the weekend discussing that topic. We're going to get Mike and Big Timber's take right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
NFL Week 10 concludes in Green Bay tonight. I'm Jared Max. Primetime matchup at Lambeau Field. The Green Bay Packers host the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers are 5-2-1. The Eagles are 6-2. Green Bay favored at home tonight by 1.5 points. The Sunday night game in Englewood, California. The Chargers beat the Steelers 25-10. Third straight win for Los Angeles. Third loss in four games for Pittsburgh. Justin Herbert threw for 220 yards and one touchdown for L.A., which improved its record to 7-3. One game behind the Broncos for first place in the AFC West. Aaron Rodgers intercepted twice for the Steelers. He threw for 161 yards with one touchdown. Former NFL commissioner and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Centennial Class, Paul Tagliabue, died Sunday. He was 84. Basketball Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins was 88. Wilkins died Sunday. He's the third winningest coach in NBA history, coached more games than anybody else. He's one of five people elected to the Hall of Fame as both a player and a coach. Another gambling scandal in sports, this time Major League Baseball.
two pitchers of the Cleveland Guardians facing multiple federal charges that come with significant prison time for allegedly conspiring with gamblers to throw specific types of pitches that could get wagered on for profit. Both Class A and Ortiz face fraud, conspiracy, and bribery charges. Class A and Ortiz were placed on non-disciplinary paid leave in July. MLB said it contacted federal law enforcement at the outset of its investigation and has fully cooperated throughout the process. MLB said, "We're aware of the indictment and today's arrest, and our investigation is ongoing." Ortiz was arrested Sunday in Boston. Class A, a three-time All-Star, not in custody. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella Jr., said the defendants deprived the Cleveland Guardians and Major League Baseball of their honest services, defrauded the online betting platforms where the bets were placed, and betrayed America's pastime. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some partial sunshine across the area today, we're looking at high temperature readings staying around 62 in the Bozeman area to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies expected, temperatures will drop back down to the upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday, upper 50s to mid-60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I'll tell you what, we get some great guests on this show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls. The chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga. My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a couple callers on the phone lines. We'll try to get to both of you here before the hour wraps up. First up, though, Mike in Big Timber. Mike, great to hear from you. Yeah, what's your thoughts on this home buying story that we've been talking about?
Well, I think there's a good possibility that the banks and the mortgage lenders are smartening up. You remember the 08 housing bubble? They were issuing mortgages to anybody with a pulse. And it became a real problem. The whole thing crashed down around them, these mortgage-based derivatives. And there's a good movie out about it. It's called The Short, and it shows you three fellas who actually bet against that whole thing and made a bundle of money doing it. It's a great movie if you get a chance. It goes into detail about that whole thing. And I'm just speculating here, that the people who are getting these mortgages, the baby boomers or the older folks, they're more secure rather than the younger people who may be more of a risk. That's just my take on it. And the banks are at it again. Instead of the mortgage-based derivatives called CDOs, which was a collateralized debt obligation, in 08 is what they called it. They've repackaged it now. And in 2015, they're selling something else called a BTO. And that doesn't stand for Bachman Turner Overdrive. It's called a bespoke tranche opportunity. Yeah, it's called a bespoke tranche opportunity, which is, and a tranche is a French word for a portion of something. And I'm going to go to the library when it opens, get online, and find out exactly what they're selling.
Interesting.
Because it sounds like the same scam wrapped up in a different package.
Remember how many people, man, it was just so devastating. Like, think about it. If you owned a house in Belgrade back in 08, and you just lost everything. And it's like, but if you had the cash to buy a home back then when the prices just dropped and there was worth nothing, I mean, then fast forward to today and the prices are crazy, right? And it's like, man, if I'd had the cash back then, maybe I could have gotten a condo in Big Sky or something for like a huge bargain, but no cash.
Remember, Aaron, who bailed them out when Bernanke came out of the White House with the Treasury Secretary? That's when the bailout occurred. $5 trillion in bailout is what happened. 8 million lost their homes. 8 million lost their jobs. And the taxpayer bailed it out for $5 trillion.
And look at how big government was a big part of that problem, too, with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and so much more. Mike, great phone call. Man, I'd love to keep it going, but I want to sneak on Eileen in Billings here. Is it Eileen or Ellen? Anyway, we've got a caller coming in from Billings here. Caden, if you want to patch her through to us. Eileen, perfect. Okay, great. All right. Eileen, yeah, we got about a minute and a half here before we run out of time. What's your thoughts on this 50-year mortgage concept?
Well, boy, I wish you had more time than that, but anyway, I'll make it quick. I don't think it's a bad idea. I also think that financial literacy should be taught in high school for at least a semester, something like, you know, Financial Peace University or something. So people, young people just starting out realizes that it's, you know, it's a slog to own a house and you eat beans and rice. And then you could knock that 50-year mortgage down if every time you got a raise, any time you had extra, that went on the principal, because that's going to bring it down, especially in the beginning. And then I also think that landlords are probably, if you own your building, you could probably lower your rent and make it just enough to cover repairs and your taxes and stuff like that. We have a house, it's been paid for a long time, and we rent it for $950 a month. It's in a nice neighborhood in Billings, and it's a 3-bedroom house with a 2-car garage, and that guy takes such good care of it, and we've only had 3 renters in it in 25 years. And he's been there for like 15.
That's incredible. Oh. It's good people like you making good decisions. No, that's incredible to hear. I wonder, too, like if you get the 50-year mortgage, I mean, like you say, pay down the principal early on, or could you eventually refinance? But at least it gets you into a place. And then when things start to, because eventually generations are going to turn over. Natural causes, right? And so how much housing is going to eventually open up when that occurs? Eileen, thanks for the call.
From the Mattress Firm studio, this is KBUL, News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.